Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Thanks for listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today's April 6, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. For the second year in a row, ABC Daytime and SoapNet have signed on as the presenting sponsor of the 2010 Stagecoach Country Music Festival powered by Toyota. The event, held at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, is a part of ABC Daytime and SoapNet's Soap Nation Tour, an ongoing initiative to bring the stars to more fans in more cities more often. Please welcome back to Stardish Radio two of the stars that will be in attendance, from General Hospital, Brandon Brash, who plays bad boy Johnny Zakara, and Jason Thompson, who plays the too good to be true Dr. Patrick Drake. Welcome back, boys.
Thank you. Good to be back.
How's everybody doing?
We're fantastic.
All good here.
How are you?
I'm fine. Brandon, I have to say it was great to see you last 2 weeks ago. You did
a great job
at the telethon, and your performance of School Days was just awesome.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, I had some fun.
Yes, and Jason, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you again. It's been about a year since we last saw each other on Rock the Soap.
Yeah.
It has been a year, hasn't it?
Wow, that was
actually this weekend. Right?
Yeah.
Yep, that was a year ago, absolutely. Well, let's get into this. Stagecoach Country Music Festival, which features stars from all three ABC soaps. From General Hospital, we have the two of you, Laura Wright, Kelly Monaco, Steve Burton, and Bradford Anderson. AMC has representing Bobby Eakes, Melissa Claire Egan, Vincent Irizarry, and Michael E. Knight. And representing One Life to Live will be Kristen Alderson, Brandon Buddy, Kathy DePaiva, Hillary B. Smith, Bree Williamson, and Robert S. Woods. Now, you both did this event last year. Let's start with Jason. Jason, tell me how it was for you last year. What was the atmosphere of the first year?
Oh, it was amazing. We had such a good time. I remember talking about it for weeks after. I've been excited for it to come back around, and here we are again. But my mom and dad, my younger brother, and a friend of ours, our family friend was in town also, so I got to kind of, I brought them with me and show them a little bit about what we do out there, but more importantly, just enjoy the music. And there's going to be some amazing groups out there this weekend also, with Keith Urban and Sugarland and Toby Keith and Brooks and Dunn. I'm just really, really excited to get back out there and not only meet our fans and have a good time with them, but also just enjoy the music.
Absolutely. Now, Brandon, you've both done copious fan events, from the more intimate ones like Rock the Soap, where the fan interaction is just superlative, and to ones that were more populated, such as our beloved but dead chaotic Super Soap Weekend. How does this particular event compare? What can a soap fan expect, Brandon?
It's kind of in the middle of both of those. It's not very intimate because it's a huge, huge, many-acre field with probably, I don't know, 50-plus thousand fans, but it's not Super Soap because it's not the mayhem of Super Soap, but it's a good in-between where, you know, we have our tent set up and we sign autographs several times a day. So, if you don't catch us the first time, the second time, the third time, you don't catch us on Saturday, you catch us on Sunday, it's a good opportunity for us to be able to shake the hands and meet the people that are really keeping us on the air. So,
right. So there's always a chance. That's great. Now, ABC and SoapNet are going to hold the autograph sessions. They're doing giveaways, and they're offering the visitors a chance to relax with manicures and massages through the Soap Nation mini spas. So that's a plus.
How do I get one of those?
Yeah, well, you know what? You work for him. I don't know. He's got to, like, hook up with one of the fans or something, I guess.
Uh-oh.
The lineup of talent that is scheduled to perform, like you said, Jason, Toby Keith, Keith Urban, who are you guys looking forward to see perform this year?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Keith Urban again. I love seeing him live. He puts on such a great show, not only musically, he's just so inclined, but just his energy up there. And I've had the pleasure enough to see him a couple times, so I'm really looking forward to seeing him again.
Brandon?
I am really looking forward to Bob Dylan. It's Bob Dylan's not going
to
be there.
What show are you going to?
I'm
going with you.
But no, along that note, I'm looking forward to seeing actually Merle Haggard, who was a huge influence on Bob Dylan. I've never seen him before. He's toured with Dylan before, but I've never had the opportunity to hear or see him perform live. So that'll be a treat.
I saw him in Nashville a couple years ago.
Really?
When we went, Kimberly and I went for the Country Music Awards, and he was there, and he played in front of about 200 people.
Oh.
He came out there, played his guitar, played like three songs, left it out there, and just had
really?
A drink and just walked off. It was unbelievable.
Nice. Well, you see, this is a fabulous thing, too, because you guys, your fans are coming to see you, but you are also fans of the people that you will be presenting
yeah.
on stage. So it's kind of like you are pretty much in the same boat.
It's an easy question to say yes to. Would you want to go be a part of this thing? And not only am I a fan of the music, but I'm a fan of Brandon's. And to be able to sit beside him for hours on end and get autographs from him is going to be an amazing weekend.
Yeah, I can only talk to Jason at fan events. He won't even let me talk to him now. We're actually in separate rooms.
Oh my gosh, such divas.
You don't even know. Trust me, you have dimples. It's a whole different ballgame.
Hey,
guys with dimples.
Paid good money for these dimples.
Yeah, I bet you did.
You guys are the best. I need to mention, well, now that we're talking about it, the two of you are not just astounding actors, but you're both very gifted in the music area. I'm saddened to learn that you aren't performing, but maybe the two of you can work something out. I watched you a little while ago on Good Morning Buffalo, and Jason, you did say that maybe you can work something out. I think that would be pretty cool.
I have to agree with you, Joanne. I think it would be very cool. I've always loved music. It's always been a part of my life in one way or another. Besides tinkering around at home with guitars and all that kind of stuff, I've grown up with music. So, I mean, you never know. It is. I don't want to be too stereotypical here, but it would be a cool thing to be a part of, to kind of transition into a little bit of music. But I mean, whether if five people hear it or if nobody else hears it, but my dog when I'm just sitting at home playing the guitar, it's still something. Yeah, he's a better singer than I am, unfortunately. It's still a part of my life that I still love to take part in.
Now, do you guys, like, flourish when they or get all excited when they do the karaoke scenes now at Jake's so you get to show off some of your musical talents?
It's always fun, and it's always good to kind of veer off of the character path for a second and infuse a little more of yourself because, I mean, we all know that the likelihood of the real-life Johnny Zakara singing to his Olivia in a bar is probably, not going to happen in some bar in Jersey or New York. But, it's always fun to let loose a little bit and let the character go there because it really kind of gives you creative license to do whatever.
Yeah. Out of most of my storylines, I got to say that one gets probably one of the most positive reactions.
Yeah.
I think everybody comes up and just says that they love those scenes. And
yeah.
I was really nervous to do it the very first time. The second time when John and I did Macho Man was... We had a little more fun with it, you know. It was kind of the scenario let us dabble a little bit more, being the Maxine Spinelli non-wedding and him being hammered as far as the commissioner. But yeah, people just reacted very, very positively to those episodes, and you know, fun for us too. We all get to kind of hang out that day, and it actually feels like we're just having a good time.
Right. Well, you know what, guys? I have to just say congratulations real fast to Brandon about being named the National Celebrity Ambassador for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a heck of an honor because ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to be a part of that organization because the cause hits close to home. And It was such a dream come true and a treat to be at the telethon last year and to co-host and to meet all of these kids and adults that are afflicted with neuromuscular diseases. And I'll be back there next year, or this year, I guess, this Labor Day, and we're putting together some really great ideas for the telethon. So
fabulous. Well, I tell you, for those of you interested in checking out the Stagecoach Festival, go to stagecoachfestival.com for ticketing and lodging information, and make sure to check out soapnet.com to find out the latest on your favorite daytime soaps. And let's not forget to check out, of course, General Hospital weekdays on ABC. Check your local listings for times in your area. Brandon and Jason, it's been a pleasure. You guys have to come back and do an actual real Stardust show because your fans are a little disappointed with me that this interview was only 9 minutes. So we have to get back into the format of Stardust for you guys to come on back.
Joanne, you always have to leave them wanting more.
Brandon, with you, they always want more. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
you give them hours and hours, and then they want more. And Jason, it's been a year, so you have to come back.
Just tell me when. I'll be there.
All right. Well, I will definitely get in touch with you. And you guys have a wonderful week. And good luck on this festival. And keep doing what you're doing, guys, because you're doing it awesome.
Thanks, Joanne. You have a great week as well.
All right, you too. Everybody, thanks a lot. Check out stagecoachfestival.com for more information regarding this event. Everyone, have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with Scott Clifton on his sudden exit from One Life to Live. Take care.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.